This is the Genuine Joy Podcast, where we dig deeper into how we attempt to find true happiness while navigating life.
We're your hosts, Matt
and Kelsey,
and we're bringing you 100% organic and sustainable amateur advice to brighten your day and maybe even help you look at the world a little differently. Okay.
I feel like I've been whispering since we started talking.
Why?
No, when we were just talking beforehand, I feel like I was just like, hey, how's it going? But now I'm feeling more awake.
Because I was a little busy.
Oh, I know.
Some last minute research. Mm-hmm. We're having some beverages here.
So.
Non-adult beverages.
I guess they are adult. I'm having a Diet Coke and you're having a Celsius.
True, but it's also 10:15 in the morning.
I honestly really wanted a Celsius because I'm really tired.
Yeah, but I am too.
I went for a Diet Coke because since for some reason in my mind that's healthier, which they're both not good for
all
us.
All the aspartame.
Whatever, aspartame. That's what I always called it. Okay, so we have been gone for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Busy, busy. Mm-hmm. We had my dad's celebration of life yesterday.
Yesterday.
Not yesterday, sorry, this weekend.
This past Saturday.
And it went really well. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, I thought it went great.
Tons of people came.
Saw some old friends we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was really nice. There was a lot of people that like we didn't think were going to be able to come and like drove from Colorado, from Texas, took flights, like
Northern
came from
California,
all over the place. And it was just really awesome. And it went, I think it went well. I was like really nervous for it because I'm like, I'm just be crying all day. And yes, I cried. Like I more like teared up though. I didn't like dry heave cry, you know?
Right.
I wasn't like beside myself, but just a lot of teary moments and then good chats with people. It is like a wedding though. Like I wanted to make sure I talked to everybody and I feel like I didn't talk to anybody enough and I'm sure no one cares. But even though it lasted like the bartenders were there for 5.5 hours.
Yeah. Didn't we end up paying extra for them to be there?
Oh yeah, for sure. they were awesome. They cleaned up. They did so much awesome stuff to help us. But yeah, so... It was good. And that's what we spent all last week prepping for, which is why we didn't have a podcast. But we're back this week.
Yeah, and Brittany and Jeremy were in town too, so.
Yeah.
We wanted to spend a little bit of time with them as well.
Yeah, true, true. And also what we've been watching lately, Love is Blind.
You bet.
You know what? So I listened to the Toast podcast and a lot of recent episodes since it came out, they've been talking about the show and we hadn't watched yet. And I like couldn't listen to their podcast because I didn't want anything to get ruined. So I'm not going to go into Love is Blind details, but we are watching and
we've got what, 2 episodes left?
Yeah. And the new ones come out tonight, I think.
Wait, what? What do you mean the new ones?
Like, you know what? They put all of them out, I think, but they don't post the weddings yet or something.
Oh.
And then that comes out a little bit later.
Gotcha.
It's smart on their end, I think.
Just tease you.
Tease. Such a tease. So that's just good as always. It's just really fun to watch. Especially I like watching shows like this with you because I used to watch Love is Blind by myself, but then I got you into it once that one season when I told you literally I explained Matt everything that had gone on in the entire show. And then it was like, there was one episode left and he's like, well, I guess I better watch it now that you've updated me on the entire show. And then I sucked you in.
Yeah, you did.
It's just fun to talk about people. It's like Love Island.
Yeah.
It's interesting to witness human behavior. It's the sociologist in us.
I will say that we do have to tell him about Bergie.
Oh my God, Bergie. Okay, you want to tell a story?
So we thought that after watching Love is Blind and Love Island, we feel that Bergie messed up and applied for the wrong show.
Yeah, Matt's like, he was typing in Love is, and then he just did the wrong one.
It just popped up with Love Island, because that's shorter.
Yeah, if you know Bergie, he was on Love Island, but he wasn't, let's say, the typical Love Island person.
No. Bergie was really looking for a deep connection.
Yeah. Are they still? Oh, I have to look if they're still together. I think they are, though.
They might be.
So that might have worked.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But I feel like his personality was better suited for Love is Blind. Yeah. And what he was looking for.
Also,
he just rolled with it when Love Island called him back and said, you're on the show.
He goes,
why not?
Sure, let's go for it. And now he's on that Traitors show, which apparently is really good.
Traitors?
Traitors. It's like people are in some sort of a...
How's it spelled?
Traitor.
T-R-A-I?
Like you're a traitor. Like, you know, I don't trade goods with you, but you wronged me.
Okay.
You know.
Backstabber.
Traitor. Backstabber. It's a bunch of people that were on reality shows, and they're all in a castle in, like, Scotland together. And I don't know, there's some sort of reality show competition-y situation happening. I don't know any other details, but I heard it's good. And Berkey's on it, so why not? I've also started to watch Young Sheldon.
I noticed that the other day.
Which I've literally heard about on the toast, because... Okay.
Yeah, toast!
Yeah, Claudia on the toast loved it. And then Kelly from the Car Mom, she's talked about watching it. And all these people keep talking about it, and I'm like, maybe I should give it a try. And it's a great show just to, like, when I don't know what to watch and I want to put something on. And, like, Ruth could even sit there and watch it if she wanted to, you know? It's just, like, good, clean sitcom stuff. Yeah. And there's, like, six seasons. So I always like shows like that in my repertoire. It is good. It's cute. I don't think I'm, like, sucked in yet, because I'm not, like, I have to get back to watch more Young Sheldon, because it's not like it's, like, Scandal. It's not, like, cliffhangers. It's just a sitcom.
Right.
You know? But it's good. I have on my list here, too, that I need to clean out our closet. But I feel like I just cleaned out my closet. I feel like we just don't have good storage in the closet. Like, in a dream world, we would redo it completely. Like, we got that container store mock-up or whatever.
Yeah, but we didn't. But
it was so expensive. It was so expensive. And it's like, we'll make this work. But, and I got bins and everything. It's like I have too many clothes. But at the same time, I don't know. I think I really need to get better. Now that I have all that merch, I have so many sweatshirts that I need better sweatshirt organization. I might start hanging things above our dresser, you know? Because I need more hanging space.
Hanging things above the dresser.
You know how there's, like, there's a, the bar is still above there? But I think I've done that before and it gets in our way. It doesn't
get in the way.
Yeah. Okay. I'll figure something else out. Maybe they need to go in the guest room. I don't know. But what else?
What?
What's that been happening the last couple weeks?
Our water heater is leaking.
Yes.
And that's been not a nightmare. It could be way worse, but it's just frustrating. You're trying to figure out the timing of everything and any sort of, because we have some water damage on the stand that it's on. So I don't know how into the wall the water is or the water damage is. So I got to pull the water heater out, cut out some drywall, see how bad it is, replace some wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just time.
Yeah. I mentioned it. That happened on stories yesterday, and someone's like, well, good thing you found it before it exploded. I've had two water heaters explode in my life, and, like,
explode?
That's what she said. And, like, and water just, like, is everywhere. Like, bad, you know, flood situation. And I thought, dang, yes, it is good. We got it before that.
Yeah.
We don't need another water issue.
No,
in this
we don't.
House. And it's one of those things, like, when we redid our roof, I was like, oh, that's such a hit. And I don't want to spend money on this. But now that it's done, it's like peace of mind of, like, we have a while until we need another roof. How often do you need a new roof?
It all depends.
Yeah.
How much sun exposure, you know?
Is it like 20 or 50 years?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Not 50.
Not 10. 50. Well, it all depends. It all depends. Know.
All right.
What sort of critters get in there?
Yeah. I just think when, like, things like this, it's like, oh, bummer to have to do that. But then we're good for another 10 years, you know? So that's nice.
We just have to remember to save up for stuff like this.
I know. It's our fatal flaw. Mm-hmm. Saving money is hard.
Yep.
In this economy. Okay, do you have anything? If you don't have anything else, I might just pop right in to Under a Rock.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do our segment Under a Rock, where I fill Matt in on what's happening in pop culture because he lives under a rock. So did you hear Wendy's, the fast food chain?
Yes.
Announced dynamic pricing.
What does that mean?
This? So, you know, like on Uber, there's when it's like a surge pricing because there's a lot of people using it, the price goes up. Wendy's is going to start doing that. Like, price will go up during busy hours.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
I know.
So if you want to save money, you're going to eat lunch at
3.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah.
That, what? Who and is thinking that that's going to be okay?
I know. I think it's one of those things where, like, they have to raise their prices, but they maybe don't want to raise them totally. It's like, what? Just raise it all a little bit. I don't know. it's I don't know the thought process behind it, because especially if it's like, if all fast food did it, it's like, okay, well, you kind of have to deal with it. But just Wendy's, I'm like, I guess I'm not going to Wendy's today, you know?
Yeah. Or, I mean, I wonder if it goes cheaper than it normally does. Is there a swing like that?
I don't know.
Because if it goes cheaper than like a standard, you know, let's say a burger costs $7.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At surge pricing, it now costs 11. We're just using fake numbers here.
Right.
But if at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a burger now costs $4.50.
But then I don't think they would do that, because the point is to make more money, right?
Yeah, but making something's better than making nothing. So I don't know.
True.
I don't know. I think it's ridiculous.
It is.
But there's probably somebody crunching the numbers and utilizing their statistics.
I know, because everyone was saying
it
like
a certain way.
Because it's kind of like with ticket prices for concerts and stuff, they do that too. Or if there's like a big need for them, they make them more expensive.
Well, yeah, because they know people are going to pay for it.
Yeah. Beginning as early as 2025, they'll start testing these features. Dynamic pricing and day part offerings, along with AI-enabled menu changes and suggestive selling. What?
Suggestive selling? Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
So it's going to see me rolling up in the car and judge me based on what car I drive.
Can you imagine if it's like, it sees you're in a truck and it's like, hey, dude.
Well, yeah, it'd probably offer me burgers, but you drive up, it'll probably be salads.
I
don't know.
Chicken sandwich.
It's kind of offensive if you think about it.
This is crazy. I know. I wonder how much more AI will work its way into all that sort of stuff.
I don't know. It's getting to be a point where AI is creating a lot of things that are fake, and it's pretty tough to distinguish between AI and non-AI.
I know, it's creepy.
Yeah, right?
I don't know, guys.
Somebody could make fakes of us.
I know.
Not that they would.
Well, you heard about like the Taylor Swift ones, and there's all kinds. But
Taylor Swift ones.
Like there's AI voices of hers all over the place. Like,
really?
There's so much content of her voice that you can cut things together / like AI can mimic it. And then like there was a reel or like a TikTok sound during the Eras tour that a bunch of people used, and I loved it. But it basically was Taylor Swift's voice saying, "Oh my God, your Eras tour outfit looks so effing good." But use the real word.
Okay.
And then it like went into one of her songs after it said that. And so a lot of people were using that sound because it sounded like Taylor Swift was saying like, "Oh my God, your outfit looks so good." But it's AI. Like she didn't say that, you know? So like that was like a fun way to use AI. But also there was also, I think, people like things online of like her in the nude AI did that. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I know. So that's really gross.
Yeah, people can use it for all sorts of things.
I know. She like sued them or something, you know, as you do. But it's hard too when they're like a public figure. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, how far does the law go for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's going to be a whole new, what do you want to call it?
Set of laws?
Yes, thank you. In regards to that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
Like what rights do you have as an individual, and what rights do you have as like an artist?
Yeah.
Per se.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's deep stuff. Moving on to our next story.
Okay.
Away from AI. Ben and Jen, you know.
Bennifer?
Yep. Ben and Jen reveal that.
Wait, just confirm me. Ben Affleck and J-Lo, right?
Yep. They reveal that they broke up 3 days before their wedding, like the last breakup, the early breakup, you know?
How many times have they been together? Just the
just
once?
Just twice. I mean, the time before they had their marriages and kids and everything a long time ago, remember?
I didn't know they had kids together.
No, they don't have kids together. Oh. They had separate kids in separate marriages. And before those marriages, they were together.
Okay, yeah, before they were engaged. Jennifer Garner, right?
Yes, they were engaged, the whole thing. And then we just knew that they were engaged and that they broke up. But we didn't know if there was a wedding planned or anything. She just shared, they broke up 3 days before their wedding. Like they had the venue, they had the bridesmaids, they had the dress, they had everything. And they broke up 3 days before the wedding. And all they said was that they cracked under the pressure of like the scrutiny they were getting from external sources, which what does that even mean?
Right.
But, you know, they said it was honestly best for us. We went and made beautiful families and lived great lives and, you know, got our ish together, basically. Like, we weren't ready to be together back then. So, I don't know what happened, but that's that story.
Wait, what?
That's all that story is?
Wait, the story was that?
We didn't know when they had broken up or why. Oh, and they said we broke up three days before the wedding.
And this is from, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Yes, probably 20 years ago. Because they have one of them has like a 19-year-old. Like maybe it's like 25 years ago. We're old. Ben and Jen.
So are they getting back together? Or?
Don't kid me right now.
What?
Don't kid me right now.
Who's J-Lo dating? Married to? I don't know.
Matthew.
What?
They're together. They've been together. I feel like what the first.
Oh no my God. Way.
Oh my God. No, I'm going to go roll back the tape.
I'm dead serious.
I swear the first
They're
episode.
Together again?
Oh my God.
If you told me, I completely forgot.
I think I told you on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it was like the first one we did. I told you that or something. Oh my God. I'm dying. I definitely.
So that's why it's relevant.
Yes, they're together they're now. Together, I think yeah. They're engaged again.
Oh my gosh.
I think. Are they already married? I don't even freaking know. Ben Affleck. That is so funny. I swear. Oh, spouse. Yeah, they got married. Oh my God. No, they got married in 2022.
I had no idea.
So this wasn't even on the podcast because we were, oh my God. I remember though when I told you they were back together and you were like, they broke up. And I was like, they, like,
I don't know. I didn't say that.
No. But you.
I knew that they had broken up at some point. I had no idea that they got back together.
No, you know what I think? I have to go back and listen to our old podcast because I think the first, I totally won't. I think the first podcast back in this new way we're doing it, I told you a story about them and you're like, are they together? I was like, yeah, they've been together for like a year and a half or something. 2 years. I honestly don't think I realize that.
Do you think they're going to have kids or no?
No, she's 51.
How many kids does she have?
She has two of those twins. Does she have more kids than that? Let's look. Children. No, just the twins. She has Emmy and Max with Anthony.
Mark,
what's his name?
Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony. She's been married a lot. She's had four marriages. One lasted for a year. One lasted for 2 years. Mark Anthony lasted for 10 years. And now she's with Ben.
Who was the first guy?
I don't know how to spell this. O-J-A-N-I.
I don't know how to spell that.
Maybe it's a silent O. Johnny? Yeah, I don't know much about him. He's 49. He's an actor and producer. He's Cuban. Cool. Anyways, I might go back and listen to the tape because I remember telling you this and be like, you don't know that they've been back together for years.
I have my doubts are very high on that lasting.
Really?
Again. Oh yeah.
I think it will last because I think when you find your way back to someone like that, that you're like about to marry, but you were too like young and whatever. And I think he had like drinking problems and I think he's in recovery now, I think. So I think he's kind of gotten his ish together, you know, I don't know. I would really like it if they stayed together because they are cute. And I've always been kind of like weirded out by him, like as of late, you know, like all the pictures you see of him just like looking rough with his Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. But then, like, his Dunkin' commercials lately and stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, you're kind of cool. Like, I heard him talk on a panel, too, of something, I don't know, some interview.
There's a reason why he's still relevant, and
yeah.
Same with Matt Damon. Like, they're writing, they're producing, I feel. Yeah. They're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah. I think I saw him talk a couple times. I think it was, like, an award show that he was, like, with Jennifer at or something. And I was like, what is wrong with him? Like, he does not sound smart or he doesn't sound like he was like kind of mumbly and weird. And I was like, there's something wrong with him. But then I saw him talk on this panel recently and I'm like, oh my God, he's very smart and well put together and well spoken and all these things. And now
he
I'm confused.
He just had a bad day.
He might be had a bad day. But you know, you hear one guy and you're like, wow, what went wrong with him? And then that's just in your head. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like we're not on our vibe today.
Why do you say that?
I just feel like I don't know. I'm tired. I don't know about you. Maybe yes. I'm not on my vibe today.
I'm tired too. I think we're still recovering from the emotional aspect of everything.
Yeah. You know, it's always good to get over something like that is to go down a conspiracy rabbit hole.
Oh boy, here we go.
Are you
Let's
ready?
Do this.
So Kate Middleton.
Okay.
Has not been seen in public since Christmas. Okay.
Okay.
But she is a very outward facing job, obviously, as a princess of Genovia. No, as a princess slash what is she, a duchess? I don't know. But she hasn't been seen out. So it was reported in like January at some point that she had to have abdominal surgery and that she, you know, had to recover for like 2 weeks, right? So it's like the 2 weeks passed, still haven't seen her. And there was speculation like, oh, maybe she had a miscarriage. Maybe there was this, that, or the other thing, you know? Then, because things have happened, like there was a wedding she didn't go to. There was just a funeral of like William's godfather. Yeah, I think his godfather. William's godfather passed away. He was supposed to go and she was not going to go, which was like, okay, she's still, you know, dealing with something probably. And then last minute, he couldn't go because of a family, a personal issue or something.
Huh.
So you're Interesting. Like, what's going on? And apparently, like, someone from his camp, I don't know, so not his camp, but someone who knows him and the family, right, was interviewed about it. And she talked about how hard he took it when his mom, Princess Diana, when she was having bad mental health issues. And he talked about how he remembers his mom like locking herself in the bathroom and crying and like not knowing how to deal with it because he was like, I don't know, 8, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's openly talked about that, how her mental health struggles were so bad and how he didn't know what to do because he was a kid, you know? And so this gal is being interviewed about it. And she's like, you know,
what
William,
relation is this gal again?
I think she's just like a friend of the family slash like okay. She's been around. I don't know. And she said she's being interviewed and she's like, yeah, you know, he's dealt with a lot of this stuff, William, with his mom. And so I think he'll be able to really support Catherine and no, not Catherine, Kate. Yeah, Catherine. Kate in, you know, this time. And everyone's like, I thought she had an abdominal surgery, but like this gal was kind of relating caring for his wife in terms of mental health stuff.
Huh.
So everyone's like, oh, she's having a mental breakdown. And then people are like, oh, she's dead. Oh, she's this. Oh, she, like people are having all these crazy conspiracies because she hasn't been seen, which is just so rare. Like these freaking people birth a baby and 2 hours later come out in like a gown. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they are seen. That is like their main goal in life is to be seen, like with a smile on their face. So what do you think?
They're getting divorced.
I think so. Oh, that's the other theory. Obviously. So that's the other theory. There's a big theory that like he has cheated on her with this other gal who was like at, I think their wedding. She was at the other wedding. She's like one of those, you know, there's all those people in that group, like the different dukes and duchesses and lords and
yeah,
I don't freaking know. But she's in that group of people. And I didn't know any of this, but they're like, oh yeah, I remember at this wedding. I don't know if it was their wedding or Harry and Meghan's, but they're like, yeah, she walked in and to go to her seat and everyone was like, oh my God. Because everyone, like, it's well known that he cheated on her, apparently.
Oh boy.
So then everyone's thinking it's because of that.
I just saw the tabloids on like Star Weekly or Us Weekly or whatever it is at the grocery store.
Yeah, I would say.
Divorce. Kate Middleton's filed papers or something like that. And you're like, right. Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Anything to sell an issue, right?
Yeah. She's always seemed great. And I mean, from what I've seen, you know, from what they've wanted us to see. But I can't imagine how hard it would be to be in that position. Like, you know what's funny is I feel like I know a lot about their relationship because I saw...
Because you were there?
Because I saw a Lifetime remake of their relationship. You know, they have those movies. They have like a William and Kate and it was just like a Lifetime movie about them. So I feel like I know everything. So there's that. Because, you know, Kim
Nelson... so close to the family.
I know. You know Kim Nelson?
Yes.
Our friend. I played water polo with her in college. She was an actress for a bit, and she was an extra in that. in that movie. The William and
I didn't Kate know she was an extra
Lifetime
in that.
Thing. Not even like an extra. She was like in it, but she was like a friend who like said, had like one line. So funny though. I remember watching it because of that, and now I know them.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to dive more into that so you can really get excited about it. We'll circle back.
The royal family that we've talked about that before on this podcast, and mm-hmm. it's just I still don't understand it.
Me either. And I'm pretty sure one time we talked about them, and I'm pretty sure someone messaged me like explaining it all, and I was like,
oh, you didn't tell me that?
No, I don't. I think it happened. I don't remember. It was like a simple explanation, and I was like, oh, okay,
but still, you don't remember the gist of it.
It still didn't make sense. Like I read it and went, what? You know, confused. Anyways, last story.
Okay.
Kristen Cavallari debuts her new relationship with 24-year-old boyfriend Mark Estes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You know who is this guy?
I think he's like a model or something. He's very cute and very young.
He's 24.
She's 37.
Yeah. Everybody looks good at 24. I know. For the most part.
For the most part.
You're not a kid. You're not a full-blown adult. I mean, you're still an adult, but like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's so much life.
Yeah.
to be lived.
Oh, maybe he played football. Oh, in November 2023, he celebrated playing his final collegiate football game. Wait a minute. He's 24?
Just graduated. Well, yeah, COVID years, remember?
That's crazy, though.
Yeah. So
he's probably done with school now. Montana Tech. Interesting. I have so many questions. That is wild.
So Kristen Cavallari, besides the Laguna Beach rekindling, like it coming back out on Netflix, doesn't she have a cookbook or something?
Yes.
Okay, so she's got the cookbook, and then
she was with Jay Cutler. You know, right. They have their kids together, three kids, and she had her own show. Something
Cavallari. Cooking with Kristen.
No, it was Keeping Up with the Cavallari. No, it was something like, okay, it was a show about her family, and like he was in it.
Who, Jay or this new guy?
Jay.
Okay.
And apparently, I never really watched it. I watched like one or two episodes, but apparently he was in it a lot at the beginning, and then like towards the end of this show, you could see like he was in it less, / like he didn't seem like the best guy. Like, I think it was kind of like,
okay,
you saw the relationship kind of go down.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just think it's interesting. She has an 11-year-old, 9-year-old, and 8-year-old.
Okay.
I wonder at 24, this guy is like, they're having a good time. Like, do you think he wants to be a stepdad?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like it's a big responsibility to start dating someone with three kids. Like, you better be serious. You know?
Yeah. Is there sound playing on your computer, by the way?
Sorry.
That's all right.
I just went on People website and a pop-up came up. Sorry.
As a 24-year-old walking into, I mean, hey, if he's ready for that, go for it.
Yeah.
But to me, that'd be very tough.
Yeah.
And tough ages like that, too.
I know. And it's like in Love is Blind. Oh, I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
The 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. Is only behind by 13 years.
I know.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's because I want happiness for her. I really like her. I do. But I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see how that one goes. She's just living. I think she's just enjoying her life.
What else is she doing? I mean, how is she making money besides?
I mean, a million. I mean, I think she like probably is an influencer. Like, I'm sure she's like on Instagram. And then I think she owns like a boutique. I don't know if she still does. During her show, I think she had like a store
Okay.
she ran. And I think she has like products, you know, she's just like a person that like, I feel like half these celebrities, they just like, they don't do anything. They do a lot of things, but not like they don't do anything. They're like constantly doing stuff. They're like, they're a brand in themselves.
Right.
And so they're constantly like getting deals with things or, I don't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So she is her business, you know?
Yeah.
And as judgmental as I just sounded, I wish her the best.
That's the thing. Like we are fed whatever the media wants to feed us with these people. Like we never really know what these people are going through.
No.
You never hear them have a rebuttal to something.
I know.
You know, because this, a story comes out alleging this. It's not like everybody has a platform to come out in there and say, no, that's actually wrong.
Right.
Because of all the stigmas associated with that. Like, oh, well, you're whining about it. You know, like,
yeah.
It's tough to be in the limelight like that.
I know.
You know, everybody's judging you just like us. But just remembering, like, they're humans too.
And yeah.
We only see a small fraction of what's going on.
Oh, totally. Wild.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, Kristen, wish you the best. Love you. Mean it. Okay. Matthew.
Yes.
What have you been served lately?
Ooh, a lot of just silly, stupid videos.
About?
Just random things.
Okay. You want to share?
I can't think of any off the top of my head now.
I can jump into mine.
Okay.
Okay. So, I got served a really funny story time by this guy.
Okay.
Okay. So, he basically started and he was like, I'm the guy who got SWAT called on him at his house. Like, the SWAT team came, swooped in. And here's why. So he said one day, you know, it was like a Saturday or something, and my wife is amazing. And she said, hey, like in the afternoon or whatever, why don't you go like take some time and play video games like in the back room or whatever? And he's like, oh my God, are you sure? And whatever. She said, yes, take your time. Whatever. I'm going to take care of the kids. You go enjoy. And he said, love you to bits. Like, cute. He goes to play video games, gets his headset on, starts playing. Little did he know, at some point, his toddler made her way into the room.
Uh-oh.
She fuddles with she grabs his phone somehow. And she's fuddling with it. And of course, she's a toddler. She doesn't know how to call 911. But she gets that emergency SOS thing or something.
Uh-huh.
Calls 911.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't know.
Is he playing Call of Duty or something
that? She just puts the phone down. And he starts yelling, I'm going to effing kill you. Like, all stuff. Uh-oh. About. And then he's like, oh, he's dead. He's dead. Like, he's yelling all this stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Like you would in a video game. Like, yelling it. And this goes on for a while. I think looked at the call and it was like a 10-minute call. And obviously 911 comes and like the SWAT team pulls up and they're like, get away from the door, put your hands down, like all this stuff. And they're like, what the heck? And then the guy is like asking, is everybody safe? They're like, everybody's safe. Like, yeah, what are you talking about? You know, he's like asking all these questions.
They probably handcuffed him and
they didn't, because he's looking at them like, what are you doing? And they're like, we got a call. You know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I didn't call you. And they're like, the call came from this, you know, a number at this house. And he's like, can I look at my phone? And they're like, yeah. And he looks and sees the missed call. He's like, oh my God, I was playing video games. He explains the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, he saw like kind of a half smirk out of the guy, you know, the detective or whatever. But then he was like, quickly, like, this can never happen again. Like, so many resources were called to come in, you know. But, like, he's like, come on, it's, like, a little funny.
Yeah.
But can you imagine?
I'd rather it be a false alarm than the real deal.
Hello, yeah. But that's crazy.
That's terrible. Did you remember hearing about that when we were younger?
No.
Like, maybe college age, that was a thing. People were calling 911 saying, oh, there was a hostage situation at this house, and it was called swatting.
No.
You never heard about this?
No.
Yeah, these dumb kids would do that as a prank.
How is that funny?
It's not. But some people thought it was funny, and I remember hearing about that on the news and going, oh my God, that's so dumb.
Yeah, hello, that's emergency so resources are for emergencies.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, you know, you're taking that away from other people that need it.
Think about the poor officers who are going into that situation, don't know whether it's true or not, mm-hmm. and, you know, they have firearms and are hopefully trained, you know, but still one mistake.
Yeah.
One mistake over a prank. Like, no.
And they'd call it on other people's houses, not theirs.
Right.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Wow. All right. Well, that's upsetting. Okay, my next thing I was served is this guy talking about, he was like, I'm a former Chuck E. Cheese employee. And there was just like a press conference or whatever. Someone was talking about how like Chuck E. Cheese exposed it's nasty that in there. And apparently, like it's a place where most people that work there are teenagers.
You know? Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And they're like, you know, this guy was working that used to work there. He was like, oh yeah, our boss would be like, hey, okay, here's like a spray and a rag. Go wipe down that stuff. We'll clean that stuff. But like, he would never watch what we did. And we're teenagers. We're like barely cleaning this stuff. Like, we don't really care. And then apparently some Chuck E. Cheese's have these like, I forget if they're like air tubes or something. They're like those tubes you climb through to get to like a ball pit or whatever. Okay. But they're like on the ceiling. So okay. Like you climb up it and then you go, you can like go kind of through the place or whatever. We'll go all around in these tubes. And they're like, teenagers like after hours or whatever would go in there and hook up all the time in these tubes.
Okay.
And this one family went into one and their kid was playing and they came out with a balloon, quote unquote, in their mouth.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting.
Can you even?
No.
And I thought, well, good thing we don't have those things at our Chuck E. Cheese. But even so, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm usually not like a clean freak about places like that. I'm like, oh, you know, wash your hands when we're done or whatever. But that freaks me out.
That's gross.
I know.
That is really gross.
So there was like this whole big thing about just Chuck E. Cheese being exposed. And like all the comments were like, oh my God, I worked at a Chuck E. Cheese. It was just like that too. It was disgusting. It's like, then do a good job cleaning.
Right. It's up. That's on the managers to make sure that their employees are doing what they're supposed to do. I would think. I never worked for a Chuck E. Cheese, but still, like, that's disgusting.
No. Gross. Gross, gross, gross.
I would lose it if my kid came out with something like that.
Oh, I would sue.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like, that's
the potential
terrible.
For disease.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God. I cannot even.
Yeah. Let's move on. That's pretty gross.
Okay. So I came across this TikTok of this gal who has like a list of a bunch of questions, like hundreds of questions saved to her like notes app or whatever. And she's like, whenever my friends and I are together, we like open up the questions and just start going through them because they're entertaining questions.
Okay.
And anytime I'm with a new group of friends, I break them out. It's like icebreaker sort of stuff.
Makes sense.
So I'm going to ask you a couple.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Would you rather eat 12 spiders or spend 6 weeks in a federal prison?
Oh, what kind of spiders are we talking?
I don't know. I say they have to be decent size, but not like tarantulas, like this big.
Yeah.
Like a little bit bigger than a quarter.
I don't know. Are they alive and you have to kill them and then eat them?
I don't know.
Can you cook them?
I feel like you could probably do whatever you want because I feel like I would take them, smash them up, and like mix them with peanut butter.
Peanut butter of all things. This is the one thing that's probably going to get stuck in your throat. You want the eight legs sticking out to the
Can I blend it in a smoothie?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I really would not want to go to prison.
Well, it depends. Am I in solitary?
No. You're with criminals.
For 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I'll put down the spiders.
Same.
Yeah. No way. Six weeks? That's so long.
I know. I agree. I do spiders. Ew, I don't even want to think about it. Luckily, we don't have to do that. Okay, if you had a door in your house that went anywhere in the world, where would it go?
Ooh, I don't know. That's
like
a good
just
question.
Use it. I feel like I would do like a tropical place, like Hawaii or something.
That's what I was initially going to as well.
It's like, oh, I want to, if like throughout the day, you're like, oh, I need just 30 minutes to like calm down, like be chill, you know?
Yeah.
Go lay on the beach for 30 minutes and come right back. Sounds nice.
That does, doesn't it?
What a world. What type of pasta shape would you be?
Would I be?
Yeah.
I don't know. Gnocchi.
Gnocchi. I feel like a Fusilli sort of a vibe. Like a little
fun,
twisty.
But fun.
Fun.
Yeah. Cute. Fun.
Thank you. Why did that just make me so excited? You called me cute. Okay. Let's see what else there is here. Let's see if anyone has good stuff in part two. Here we go. What's your favorite pizza topping?
Cheese.
Okay.
I'd have to say bacon. Uh-huh. I love bacon on pizza.
I know, me too. Remember when we added bacon to our barbecue chicken?
Yes, it was delicious.
That was so good.
From CPK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Bomb. We got to remember that next time.
Yeah, right. Last one.
Which, by the way, DoorDash has some good, sometimes with different restaurants, has some good add-ons that you don't ever think about.
Yeah.
You know, like the Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme, you can add like a bunch of different stuff. But if you were to go to the drive-thru, you wouldn't even think to be like, can I add this to it? You're like, yeah. Oh, just take that. All right.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to DoorDash.
Live your truth. Okay. Last one. What was your favorite age and why?
College.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I met you, right?
Obviously.
Okay. You're considered an adult legally. You have responsibilities, but you're a college student. So it's like this, it's almost like training wheels for real life, right?
Yeah.
You're not, from my experience, like I took student loans out. I didn't have to pay them right away. So yeah. I knew I was going to be in debt.
Yeah.
But in the moment, it was like, okay, I just got to worry about a couple things. Life seemed a little bit easier and I had independence. Mm-hmm. I could do what I wanted for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're grown up, but you're not quite grown up yet.
Yeah.
You're a college kid. You're expected to do a couple dumb things, you know, because that's college age.
Yeah.
You know, and then you learn stuff and you become a contributing member of society. And then I feel like real responsibility kicks in.
Yeah.
Whereas when we were in college, it's like, yeah, but we have practice to go to and grades to maintain. That's why we're there, to get an education, and we're playing sports at the same time. But like, we didn't have to worry about kids. You know, we lived with our friends.
But I mean, looking back, that seems like the best. But like during the time, did you feel like this is the best time of my life?
Yes and no. Different aspects of it. But like if I had to pick an age where I'm like, that was like a lot of fun, that would be it. Yeah. You know, because then you have your friends who are like, let's go do this at 10 o'clock on a, you know, whatever night. And it's like, okay, yeah, let's go.
But like, we never
can't
did
do that.
That
now.
We didn't do that though.
No, but we had that option. We had the ability to.
But that's,
we can't do that now.
That makes me go to like the year between the year we moved into our old house.
Okay.
Didn't have kids yet. We were married, no kids. You just got hired. So I guess that was kind of hard because you were working hard doing that. But like, that was a time before kids when we were just like, married in a house together. That was fun.
Yeah, there was a lot of stress.
It was very stressful.
There was a lot of stress.
I know. Being an adult is really stressful.
Right, because the whole financial side of it, I was working as a private paramedic, making terrible pay.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get hired, and that was consuming. And
yeah. I almost feel like senior year of high school was like the most carefree time of my life. Because with water polo, we didn't just have to like apply to schools. We got into UCLA with water polo.
Well, we technically still had to apply.
We had to apply, but we didn't have to like wait till, when did people even find out? And like,
we got to control our destiny a little bit.
And like, I knew I was going to go to UCLA like in October of my senior year. So I already knew where I was going to go. Everyone else was still like freaking out about, you know, trying to figure out where they're going to go and waiting for acceptance letters and all that stuff. I already knew. And because of that too, it's like my high school water polo team wasn't very good. I kind of got into UCLA because of my club team. So high school water polo wasn't that stressful because I'm like, I want to work hard because I am good at this, but I'm not like stressing about getting into college anymore, like right. for water polo. I'm just going to have fun. And like, if we lose, we lose. It's not really my fault at this point. It never has been. We just weren't very good. And then senior year swim, I like started the swim season and then I got mono. And so I had to be out and then I just didn't do the rest of swim season because I didn't need to and I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Like I had freedom. My senior year of high school, I think I was done with school like at lunch, like 12. I was done with school and then just waited around till water polo practice at like 3. So chill. Like, I just remember being so like carefree and just would like go home. I had like a little bit of homework, did whatever. At that point, my sisters were out of the house. So I was like the only kid. And my mom let me have a TV in my room senior year of high school, which was just sick. It was like one of those tiny TVs with a VCR in it. And yeah, I just felt like so on top of the world, you know, like everything was just kind of easy. And then college was hard, like between the practices and school, it was hard, but I had so much fun too.
I know. That's the thing. It was fun.
I know.
It was a lot of fun.
And like the friends I made there and the time, the going out and all that fun stuff we did, that yeah. was like so incredibly fun. It made all the hard stuff worth it. Obviously, which my mom always said that. She's like, college is going to be the hardest and the best time of your life, which is just so true. But I know it's hard to think about like the best year because with any good year, there's like hard times too. And I look around a lot now and I'm like, what we have now is what we dreamed of for so long.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like really happy right now too.
Right.
You know?
But it's also very tough.
But there's so much stress too. I know. Ay, ay, ay. When will we ever be happy? No,
we are
the Genuine Joy Podcast after all. No, we are.
Don't get us wrong. It's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, the stress of being an adult is wild.
I think that's the thing. It's like, I was such a kid. I was a kid not that long ago. It was a long time ago.
I know.
But I was a kid and I miss that. I miss that aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, but I also really enjoy my independence and the ability to make my own decisions and, you know.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok where a gal was talking about like, do you want to know the key to happiness? And she's like, I get to go grocery shopping today. I get to walk into a store filled with delicious food and choose whatever I want to buy. Mm-hmm. I, you know, that sort of thing. Like I get to drive my car that I, you know, own or, you know, I guess not always own, but she's like, I get to drive my car today and put gas in my tank and I get to go wherever I want to go and do whatever I want to do. Which is like kind of like you can buy whatever you want to buy, but
yeah,
can't be too much and right. It has to be healthy. And I don't know, but in general, it's like, yeah, the whole like I get to of it all helps me sometimes, but it's just I feel like a lot of people are struggling right now, whether it's because your dad just died or because your, you know,
whatever
finances
it is.
Are crazy. But at the end of the day, we get to do what we want for the most part, which
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Go being an adult. Remember when you're young and all you want to do is be an adult, so you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You're like, girl, you have no idea.
Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah. Okay, do you have an I'm not a geologist for us?
Yeah, you know how Bluetooth works?
No.
In a nutshell, very quickly, it basically operates off of a certain range of radio frequency.
Have we done this one before?
No, not Bluetooth.
Oh.
Because I saw a thing, I got served, which is why I didn't say anything for served. Something like, this is how Bluetooth works. And it talked about light. And I'm like, okay, light makes sense. But how does it work if I have my phone in my pocket and it's still connected to my car stereo?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's light. So I did a tiny bit of research before, before we started this. But yeah, it's pretty much a certain range. And there's a lot more techie, very smart things in here, but it's radio frequency connecting, you know, just one device connecting to another based off of radio frequency.
And so that's all through satellites and stuff, right?
No, through the devices.
How? I still don't get it's how device radios to work.
Device.
Like when we watched that, All the Light We Cannot See,
uh-huh.
and they were like doing radio stuff and he was like trying to whip together his own radio. He like made his own radio, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? I don't get it. I don't get how radios work. Can you tell me that?
Not really. I mean,
are you looking at me like I'm dumb for not knowing?
No, I'm looking at you like how do I explain this? Because I don't fully know either, aside from that there's this device that sends a signal out with waves, radio waves, that we can't see. And then the difference between AM and FM radio is frequency modulation, which is how fast the wave or how many times it's hitting the receiver versus amplitude modification. So it's at the same frequency, right? It'll the same repetition.
Yeah.
But the height or depth of that wave is changing.
Whoa.
So within that, amplitude modification or AM radio has a wider reach because it bounces off the stratosphere of the Earth, which is why you get more AM channels, but it can be more, it's not as clear. FM radio waves are able to go through the Earth's stratosphere, whatever layer it is. I'm not a geologist. And that can be sent out of the Earth, whatever. So it has less range, but the quality is a little bit better for the audio of it. So
that's crazy.
I think spacecraft and stuff like that are operating off of FM or frequency modulation. That's all I really know about, about radio.
Because also the radio of it all, like walkie-talkies. You know, we have walkie-talkies for the kids, and like we'll turn them on, and sometimes a random person, a random kid down the street will be like, hello?
Yeah, there's certain channels. So channels is basically what specific, like if you're on an FM, what specific frequency you're trying to tune it to, what the receiver is able to listen to. There's a certain set, like the, not SEC, I forget, whatever the governing body is for public radio waves, they FCC, I think it is, Federal Communications Council or Commission, whatever. They are the ones that can dictate or say like a personal walkie-talkie for kids what frequencies they can use versus public sector, like, you know, police, fire, stuff like that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. I think I learned something today.
Bluetooth works off of radio waves.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, within that, there's subsets of, like, you know, different kinds. But yeah, in a nutshell, based off of radio waves.
Wow. Science.
Yeah. It's impressive. Absolutely impressive that people
figure this out.
Yeah, you can't see it. Yeah.
But it's like around us. But yeah, it's not.
Wi-Fi, everything. A lot of it's radio waves.
It's like the EMFs that people think are going to kill us.
Possibly. Electromagnetic frequencies, right? Yeah.
You know, people are like, you shouldn't use AirPods and stuff like that because you're like putting radiation in your brain or whatever. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know.
But people are very serious about it.
I only know of radiation as being like particles from that get shot off from like uranium and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We can go into that.
Well, yeah. But but like, haven't you seen there's people that say like, oh, because guys have their phones in their pocket all the time, like sperm counts are going down?
It's possible. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Nuts.
I see what you did there.
Didn't even mean to do that.
Okay. All right. What brought you joy this week? Is that our last story thing? Oh, that's right. Feel good story. Sorry.
You might have already seen this. I saw it all over the place, but it's awesome. Okay. Did you hear that there's a $1 billion donation from Ruth Gottesman to the Einstein College of Medicine? Wow. So she was on their board
Billion?
Yeah. She was on their board and she's a doctor and she's on the board of the college, and her husband was like a big finance guy, like, you know, besties with what's his name, Warren Buffett.
Billy G.
Warren Buffett, you know, all the people that know everything, have all the money.
Right.
So he passed away.
Jeffrey Bezos.
He passed away, and obviously she has a shiz ton of money now. So she donated $1 billion to the school, and she got to say to like the current students, they're in this big auditorium, you have to listen to it, and she announces to them that starting in the fall or whatever, or no, I think it's going to be retroactive for a bit too, but she's like, starting now, this college will be tuition free.
That's pretty cool.
She's basically just giving the money to the college so no one has to pay to go to medical school there.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, I think everyone was freaking out.
That's really cool.
Like everyone was just screaming. Well, yeah,
because they're probably thinking about the amount of debt that they're going to be in after this.
It's typically, like typically everyone graduates there with like 200 grand in debt.
Oh my gosh.
And now she's changed that.
That's the price of a, you know, a 90s three-bed, two-bed house.
I can't speak. Anyways, I think it's so awesome, too, because it's like, what a great cause. Like, I think we need more doctors these days. Like, no one wants to be a doctor because you get in so much debt.
Well, that and then you're a slave to the insurance companies.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, totally. So I think it's going to help a lot of people on that path, which is cool.
Hey, we go follow your dreams, doctors. Kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're getting their tuition paid for is awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So if anyway, I'm sure, but now I'm like, it's going to be for, I don't know, the foreseeable future that school will be free. So it's like, I feel like if anyone's going to go to medical school, they're like, I want to go there. Like, they're going to only be applying there.
I know.
It's going to all of a sudden become like one of the best schools ever. Okay.
But you need to also have some of the best teachers there too.
Yeah. True. I'm sure they're going to get more and more good teachers.
I mean, $1 billion.
Yeah. That's better find a good teacher.
Billion.
That's with a B. That's
a lot of money.
That's a million millions.
That's a lot of money.
That's so, so crazy.
I know.
The comparison between a million and a billion always is so wild to me. You know?
Yeah, it's exponential.
Like the whole grain of sand thing, you know? Have you seen that? Like if every grain of sand was $1 million, you see like one grain of sand next to a billion.
Okay.
And it's like, in the pile's insane. Like the, it's just crazy. I'll show you. Okay. What brought me joy this week? Probably it's the same thing that brought you joy, but I'll let you go. Dinner last night.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say too.
We had the best dinner. It was one of those times when like I, you know, you sometimes you think about your like day-to-day life and you close your eyes and think, what would be like my ideal way for today to go? Because sometimes you get caught up and you're like always upset with how the day went somehow. And you're like, well, I'm in control here. Like we are the parents. So we can kind of control how this house works. What would look best for us? And I always say my goal would be to have everyone involved in making dinner, or as I'm making dinner, the kids can play or whatever, but like they're playing nicely, hopefully in a dream world, or they're helping me make dinner, like one of those two things. And then we eat dinner and then we finish dinner like around, I don't know, 5:45, 6-ish. And the kids can watch like half an hour of a show and then we go to bed. Like, That makes me feel good as a parent that we all ate dinner together. They have a little bit of show and then whatever. So last night we did that. I'm like, okay, who wants to help me make dinner? And like, then I kind of realized there was nothing for them to do. But I had
roots. We had tacos last night. So
yeah, like I was making the taco meat and like, okay, that's it. And I did have Ruth like practice with a regular knife cutting an orange, and that was scary, but it was fine. And then the kids went off and played outside. Like we have these sliding glass windows in our kitchen that are over the sink. And so they went outside and like opened them and like fake ordered stuff from me. And we were kind of just playing while I was cooking dinner. Then we sat down and ate and they were eating. We always every day ask what your favorite part of the day was. And like Ruth asked me first last night. Then I asked Milo. Milo asked Dad. You asked Ruth?
We all take turns.
Whatever, we take turns. And then Ruth wanted to do quiz questions, which we did, which is basically like, I just ask everyone random questions that relate to them.
Yeah, it's, they're not challenging, but like they make them think, you know, like what's, yeah, for Ruth right now, what's 3 + 4?
Yeah.
What's, can you count to 20 by fives?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
What are all the colors in the rainbow? I don't know. And she, last night though, she was like, come on, mom, challenge me. And I'm like, yes, I love it. And even Milo gets involved, which is great.
Yeah.
And we were all just like laughing and eating. And I think when the kids, they're just kind of getting to the age where they can kind of sit still during dinner. Like Milo, not so much. He was kind of off his seat a bit. But for the most part, they were sitting at their seats and we were all eating dinner together. And it was just...
It was great.
It went well.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
There weren't any tears. Mm-mm. There was a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Milo's laugh when we do the ooh-ah-ee-ah thing. We do like a family chant at the end of dinner. It was just
It was a lot great. Of fun.
Yeah. So...
A lot of fun.
And Ruth did a cheers. Like, everybody, glasses up, cheers to...
Oh, yeah. That's right. She made a toast.
She made a toast. What did she even say?
All I remember is that she said that she loves her family.
Yeah.
Which, as a 5-year-old, that's pretty cool to hear.
It's so cool. She's like, cheers to a great family. I love my family. I'm like, oh my God, you're so sweet. It was the best.
Yeah, it was great. We needed that, especially after the last couple weeks.
Yeah. So. Let's do it again tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all we have for you today.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at littlebits_of_realfood.
And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. New episodes will be out every other week.
We hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Keep it joyful.